Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another bathroom break. I am here with the man who officially sold subjectline.com, Guru Conference, certified guru, to, drum roll please, if you're not online, Constant Contact.
You suck. You're such an idiot. You really are an idiot. So
everybody go flood his DMs, everything, and say congrats, because this is a big deal.
Yeah, this is a really great episode. You're in your car right now. You're like, okay, great. I need to hear about Jay selling some random thing. No. First of all, thanks. I'm stoked. It's really cool. Constant Contact, cool company. But beyond all that, I'm not going anywhere. We're still causing all the chaos with Guru Conference. We're gearing it up bigger than ever, and they're leaning in. They want to make this crazier than ever. So everyone's like, oh my goodness, do you feel so relaxed now? Do you feel like this? I go, no, I feel 10x, like more anxiety, more everything than I did before, because now I want to crush life. And my wife is like, what's wrong with you? You're like worse than ever. I'm like, I don't know. I can't help myself.
What are you doing? My goodness. I mean, it's pressure when you're like you want to make it even better and better and better since you have a company involved. So,
That is true. It is a weird thing though. Like, and you know, like with you, with your clients, whatever, do you wake up? I'm just curious about like your own pressure, whatever. Do you ever feel like this, like, okay, great, we got a big deal or whatever, who cares, whatever? Or do you instantly be like, how am I going to over deliver? Like, where's your mindset on deals in general?
I think it always, the bigger the client, the more pressure to over deliver, the bigger usually the correlation to how much someone pays you is the pressure of over delivering. So if it's like a small deal, then I'm going to still over deliver because that's my nature of work. But if someone's coming and they come with these expectations, a bigger deal, and they want to pay you more to do something, then it's them.
Let me ask you, I know this isn't the topic we're going to get into, but I'm just curious. I'm talking about if you're going to do a deal with somebody and they don't have a lot of budget. Okay. And it's not one of these companies that, you know, they're giving you small budget. If you do a good job, they're going to give you a big budget. It's one of these opportunities where they're like, this budget for us is a huge deal. We don't even normally spend this much. We really don't even have it. But we believe in what you're doing. We're going to give it a try, but really we need this to go super far. A lot of times I actually turn down those opportunities because when the money means that much to them, and frankly, I'm being a jerk here, and there's no upside if I do a great job, I get concerned about, is this a good use of time? Does that make me a bad person?
Or no, I mean, especially in service business, you're trading time for action, where like if you're a software company, it means a little less. But a software company, it does if you have a lot of like customer support, onboarding team, and then you could allocate those resources to a bigger deal. But I think no. I think if there's a chance at that company, you believe that company has the potential to like scale in the future and you are on the scaling ship, then yes. But otherwise, the pressure, I don't want your pressure of your 100% budget on me because I'm the fail point. I don't want to be the fail point.
I totally agree with that. 100%. Yeah, that's a good way to frame it. All right. Speaking of that, let's frame the topic of the day, what we're talking about here. You know, Daniel and I were talking about, okay, all these different topics we want to talk about. And, you know, something I realized with Daniel is that probably the easiest thing that you can do to radically change the sale of your consumer product, the amount of your B2B content getting downloaded or registered for, how many donations your nonprofit is getting, is not your actual offer, your creative, your automation stream, your landing page, any of that. Believe it or not, it's the simplest thing. It is the title. It is the name of your content piece. It is the name of your offer. It is the name of your sale. And marketers get so confused. Your offer name, your sale name is not your dog. You can change the name of that offer, that content piece. And if you're not testing an A/B version of just the title of your offer or sale or donation push, it is the easiest thing to test, and it is the thing that you're probably not doing that could have the biggest impact on all of your conversions.
I also have a deep feeling that you don't have to marry to like that offer name for everyone. You can personalize names to groups of your audience and still package it the same. But if you have different sections in your audience and they respond differently to different words or different ways you frame things, it's also good to send emails or do paid ads, framing it one way to this with this title and then to another person frame it another way. But I do agree that A/B testing is smart. We do this all the time as marketers on email subject lines, but we don't. If you're on social, you do it on thumbnails. If you're on Instagram, you do trial. If you're doing it, you do trial reels, but we don't think about like, should we change it to 5XYZ or the ultimate this playbook or but we just say, let's just put it out there. And why is my content not getting viewed? Most of the time it's the hook. It's the title that is not opening it. So,
all right. So I want to give you some quick, simple tests coming out of this that you can try. It couldn't be easier. All you need to do on that next, whatever push that you're doing, could be a content piece, could be a consumer sale, could be a nonprofit push. All you're going to do is literally change a word. That's it. It's like called your modifier only test. So for example, let's say you were pushing, you know, the HR guide for SMBs. That's your offer title, which is horrendous, generic, and boring. Change it to quick fix HR guide for SMBs. Do a head-to-head test, A version, boring version, B version. You stick in that modifier. What would you rather download? The HR guide for SMBs or the quick fix HR guide for SMBs? And let's say you're promoting, let's say I was trying to push out an email framework. Would it be called email framework for 2026 or the simple email framework for 2026? Or if it was a skincare sale, it's not your skincare sale, it's your glow up skincare sale. You can throw in literally one modifier word, do an A/B test, see the impact it has on your conversions. This isn't like an open rate or click through rate. This is conversions. It could not be easier to try that.
And I also think that in any tests that you ever do in marketing, there should be only a slight modifier like that. There should be something that is testable. You can have two or more modifiers in a test. You can't have a whole sentence changing on both things. That's why I think even in subject lines, the way to do it properly is like capitalize one word in one and lowercase on the other one, or change a word, the first word or the second word, put stop, put emoji, and test those little things. Because if you test the whole subject line, yeah, maybe one will open, but what did you learn from the test that you're never going to use that subject line again? But it's easy to use something that, okay, caps work better, emojis work better, these type of work, like action words work better. You need to have some slight modifier, not big modifiers when you're doing A/B tests.
Yeah, great easy use of ChatGPT or whatever you use. Just go on there and say, this is my offer. What are 1 to 2 word phrases that I could use as modifiers for this offer title? And it'll give you a bunch of them. Couldn't be easier. I am telling you, this will have a radical impact on your actual conversions. All right, Daniel, back to the beginning here, handling, you know, work stress. I started, you're going to make fun of me. I'm going to see what you say to this. I started a few weeks ago meditating in the morning. Every time I wake up in the morning now, and before I look at my phone, I do a 10-minute meditation. Am I the weirdest, biggest nerd now of all time? What do you think?
No, that's not the first thing you do, though.
No, it is. What do I do?
Don't you go and go burn your eye?
I stare at the sun.
Yeah, and then you go.
Yeah, I stare at the sun for a minute. Sometimes exactly. The sun's not out yet, though, because it's so early. So I look for something outside, and then I do a 10-minute meditation, and then I get going with my day. Is that the lamest thing
you've ever heard? I used to work for this company, Snack Nation, that was, like, all into that stuff. So for, like, a year, I would do everything. I would, like, A-B test, like, if I go vegan versus this on this diet, like, what would happen? Or So it's not – but I don't know where this came from. Maybe now that you sold, it's like –
because I thought I was going to drop dead on my desk.
Now you need meditation.
What else can I do? I'm doing all this like weird stuff. I want to go get acupuncture.
I was using Headspace.
I just tried. I'm now using the Peloton app. They have a lot of.
Peloton app's actually really good, even if you don't have a Peloton.
I agree. I'm going to go on the Peloton. I just use the app for meditation. It's great.
I know, just like that's one of the smartest things they did is they they just had that because I remember using the Peloton like 7 years ago, my heart rate go all through the roof and not.
I would be like the last one. They're like, you're in 7,000th place. I'm like, this sucks.
Oh, God. Well, this has been so informative. Everybody, you guys, I know you love hearing our stories of now the goal today is go do a 5-minute meditation. Yeah. It's going to be good for you. And till next one.
Later.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break, this is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennial podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.